given the people of the world who have belief in Allah, who accept in their Lord, Allah Ta'ala has given them immense, numerous, untold, infinite rain of mercy. In these few days of our lives, if there is difficulty for the people of Iman, if they have issues, if they have problems, then all of these are for the sake of increasing their rank, their status, and for them to attain more nearness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when a person has belief in Allah, has Iman in Allah, accepts his Lord, then he becomes the beloved of Allah. And then giving him difficulty, issues, this is according to Allah Ta'ala's hikmah, his wisdom. And Allah Ta'ala sometimes tests his servant. Allah Ta'ala wants to give something to his servant. Allah Ta'ala wants to draw his servant nearer to him. Look, the great ni'mah Allah Ta'ala has given, that in these four walls we are sat. There's no decoration, there's no showing off, no nothing. If we look, in reality there are many people who will have drawing rooms or sitting rooms or lounges or the private room or the study room, and they will be more decorated than this room we're sitting in, the hall we're sitting in. There will be expensive artifacts there, more luxury and comfort. But the difference here is that this building that Allah Ta'ala has given to us, this building and the four walls within which we are sitting, which is called the Masjid, the house of Allah, and the status, the rank of this is that this is the house of Allah. And that is what Allah Ta'ala has defined it as, the house of Allah. And it is the house of Allah. So this is a great reward Allah Ta'ala has given with the barakah, the blessings of Iman, that everyone who has Iman, this becomes his markaz, his focal point, his base, the house of Allah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given a further karam, a further mercy and blessing, that in the same way that in the hearts of man, Allah ta'ala creates that desire and wanting and yearning and passion for Allah's home, the masjid, and the person, the individual leaves his home, his bed, and with desire and passion and fervor, he goes towards the house of Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given the rewards, the value for attending his home. And these are hidden, concealed. Some are apparent, some were made clear via the ahadith, via the verses of the Quran. Allah Ta'ala has made it clear what are the rewards of attending his home. But there are many rewards that Allah Ta'ala has concealed, which will be given to the person on the day of judgment. This home, which we call the Masjid, the house of Allah, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's greatness in this home, that when a person steps into the house of Allah, when a person comes to the masjid, the house of Allah, then just at that time Allah ta'ala makes us recite a dua, that Allah open the doors of your rahmah, of your mercy. Allahumma iftah li abwaaba rahmatika. Allahumma iftah li abwaaba. We do the dua, don't we, that when we go into the masjid. Then Allah Ta'ala says, I've opened the doors of mercy for you. And what the rahmah, mercy comes, can we imagine? We cannot imagine. The rahmah that Allah Ta'ala will give at that time. And the rahmah of Allah is from the ma'rifah of Allah. Allah's mercy is from Allah Ta'ala's nearness. All of the ma'rifah and the nearness to Allah that you will attain is from the masjid, from sitting inside the masjid. This is where Allah Ta'ala distributes his ma'rifah, his nearness, his qurb, inside his home, inside the masjid. So Allah Ta'ala, soon as you enter into the masjid, Allah Ta'ala opens the doors of his mercies. So when that individual goes back from the house of Allah, then he leaves and he recites the dua. Allah Ta'ala makes him so azeem, that individual, so high. Allah Ta'ala gives so much from his barakah, from his treasures, from all of his gifts, that the person who comes to Allah's home, he gets all of the rewards. The first thing is that when we get to the house of Allah, we pray salah, we worship Allah, and all the rewards of salah we get. Why? Because we have gone to the masjid with the intention to pray salah. With that excuse, Allah Ta'ala drags us to his home, and then the rewards Allah Ta'ala gives for salah, Allah Ta'ala gives to us. He distributes them to us. So firstly, we get so many rewards for the salah that we pray in the masjid, after coming into the masjid. Now that same prayer we could pray somewhere else, at home, outside, but you won't get the reward of praying in the masjid. In the masjid. And after that, alhamdulillah, Allah's mercies, untold infinite mercies, Allah keeps distributing and giving. There's a hadith recited in Tabarani. Hazrat Thanwi rahmatullah alayhi has mentioned this hadith in his kitab. A famous hadith that one mercy Allah Ta'ala has made apparent regards to his masjid, that when an individual enters into the masjid, and after coming into the masjid, Allah Ta'ala says that I open the doors of my mercy for that individual. And there's a door of mercy that when a person prays and finishes his prayer and he becomes busy in the work of deen, like we are here for dhikr, for Allah's remembrance, and we are here for the intention that after prayer we will do dhikr. This is Allah's home and we sit for Allah Ta'ala's dhikr, because this is work of deen. This is a great work of deen. Okay, if you want to leave, you can leave, you can go. But Allah Ta'ala says, if you sit here in Allah's majlis, and Allah Ta'ala has made your heart, and you are sitting for Allah's remembrance, then Allah Ta'ala is a hint in this hadith in Tabarani, that when that individual, alhamdulillah, is doing the work of the deen, does dhikr and leaves the masjid, then totally he gets the reward of one hajj. One hajj. And this is for all the time, morning separate, one umrah and hajj, that's for ishraq prayer. But this is for every moment in majlis of dhikr. You come, the house of Allah, you do dhikr. There's no quantity, no upper limit. That's why our mashayikh say, the elders, the pious people say, that when you go to salah and pray fajr, at least if you do dhikr 3 minutes, then do it. It has to be done. You get the reward of hajj. Why are you going empty-handed? Why are you leaving the masjid empty-handed? So coming to the house of Allah, sitting in the masjid, Allah fills your chest with the treasures and the nur and gives you the reward of hajj when you leave the masjid after doing ibadah. So that coming to the house of Allah, this is one reward. Then to serve the masjid, to help the masjid, to assist the masjid. This is abwab, the doors of Allah Ta'ala's mercy open. Not one, many doors of Allah's mercy is open. And the link we get from one to another, Allah Ta'ala knows best. And on the Day of Judgment, we will learn that this was the reward for attending and going to the masjid. Coming to the masjid, traveling to the masjid, doing wudu for the masjid, sitting in the masjid. There are hadith for every separate thing. On every footstep, Allah Ta'ala distributes its rewards. My brothers love the masjids. Make connection with the house of Allah. Increase your connection with the masjid of Allah. Serve the masjid. Make the masjid. Making the masjid is a great action. Serve the masjid, assist the masjid, visit the masjid, sit in the masjid. You're making the house of Allah. Then Allah will send people to His home. How can it be that wherever there's a masjid, even in the jungle, you will see people will come and they'll pray in congregation with you. If you make the masjid there as well, Allah will send the musallis. This is the house of Allah. And this is the home, Allah's home. So keep the nisbat, the connection with Allah's home. Go there and do the actions that Allah Ta'ala has told us to do, the actions through which we can take benefit. And try your best. Try your best that all your prayers, your salah, pray in the masjid. Pray in the masjid. And after sitting in the masjid, don't try to run away quickly into the dunya. Sit in Allah's home. Take your time. Sit as long as you want with satisfaction and peace. Come nicely. Don't try to run away. Get up quickly. You hear that there's a majlis taking place in the masjid. A gathering, a pious people about to come. They're about to sit. Then don't try to escape. Everything that happens in the masjid, there will be rewards for this. Take one example, there are so many rewards, that if you sit for a few moments and do dhikr of Allah, or do the work of the deen, one hajj, you will get the reward. Do you think this is a small reward? Hajj. Think that if 5 times Allah sends us to the masjid, at least we do in it to earn the rewards. Allah sends us 5 times to the masjid. So 5 hajj we got free of charge. 5 hajj on the plate. Without doing nothing. Look, Allah's mercies. Allah's running after us with this. We don't even know what's the reward of hajj. My brothers, that 500 hajj. If I say to you, I'll give you 600 hajj reward. You take that to Qiyam with you. And you know that this is so difficult to attain. But how hard it is today to go hajj. Visa, passport, spend money, 4,000, 3,000. This is the hajj we know. But Allah says, forget counting those hajjis where you physically go. Allah says, every time you attend my home and do something good, I'll give you hajj reward. Hajj, one hajj, Tabarani hadith. So the person of iman, don't waste your time, O mu'min. Don't waste your time, a believer, and waste time? How can this be? Never think about wasting your time. Every second, every breath of yours, do an action for reward. And as I've said today, that this is nur ala nur, alhamdulillah, light upon light, that you're going to the house of Allah, and after you go to the masjid, you see pious people, good people, and they're praying salah with you in that masjid, then they sit for some time after that, and then you sit with them, you'll start getting more rewards. You'll have the reward for his connection, for the company of the pious person, sitting with him, being included in his du'as, to see the pious people, the wali of Allah. There's different rewards for each one of these separate things. Allah's mercies are stacked up to the mountain heights and beyond. And you don't get this everywhere. You don't get this everywhere. You can't get this everywhere. That you go to the house of Allah, and then there will be people who are good who comes. This is like an apple falling off the tree, that every masjid you go to, you'll see the wali of Allah. Or whichever masjid you go, you'll get a wali. He'll be sitting, he'll be giving benefit and etc. No, this will not occur everywhere. This will not be everywhere. So this is ajeeb, unique rewards of Allah. Me, when I used to go to my Shaykh Hazrat Rahmatullah Alayh, then Allah Ta'ala created that passion in my heart, that desire, that drive of muhabbat and love for the wali of Allah. So we forget this after the eating, drinking. We used to forget the dunya. It was my situation at that time, that this was the light, the shining lamp of his time. The walis of Allah, the shining lamps. When they leave and depart, then you realize and have the feeling of remorse that how much time we wasted. How much time wasted, then we regret. I remember how people cried at that time when Hazrat passed away, my Shaykh. How people cried. It was like darkness came in the city. Darkness came in the city, said me. You realize, then we cried after that because we didn't have that guidance afterwards. But I did something. It came into my heart that not one second am I going to waste my time when I go to the company of my Shaykh. Not one second. And alhamdulillah, even today I say a lot of shukr to Allah, that I was very regular. I don't regret. On this point, I don't regret. Because I didn't waste my time. Otherwise I'm full of the sins. But about this point, that when I was with my Shaykh Hazrat, I never wasted a second. If there was 8 hours, I was with my. If he was sitting 8 hours, I'd sit 8 hours. If he was sitting 12 hours, 13 hours, he would sit in the haram, I would sit with him all the time. If he was awake all night long, I'd stay awake all night long. Allah gave me that understanding. That I said, this time I'm not going to waste. This is such a treasure, pearl, diamond, I'm not going to get it afterwards. I'm not going to get it afterwards. Don't waste it, I thought. Don't waste it. So, these are the points. Learn from the points I'm telling you. Allah's given you health today. Do you know you'll have health tomorrow? Do you have a guarantee that you'll have health tomorrow? I don't know. You don't know. If I say in the morning that I'll pray tomorrow in congregation in the masjid, but we may not be there tomorrow. Look, this person's not here, that person's not here, because there's no guarantee that anyone can claim. So when a person has health, he has the ability and this much health, he has this much health that you can walk at least. You can travel a little bit. Don't worry if you're a little bit unwell in another way, but have the courage, have the determination. You can walk, then there's one path you should draw out. I can't go to work tomorrow, that I'm not healthy, I'm unwell. I can't go and open my shop tomorrow, but I can get to the masjid. Yes, definitely I'll go to the masjid. So this is the first and last destination. I'm not going to leave them. Somehow I'm going to drag my body along the crust of the earth, coughing, spluttering, unwell, breathing heavily. I'm going to at least get to the masjid. I'm going to make some way. That I will say this again. That, oh, I'm not well. I took a tablet. I'm feeling drowsy. I say the case that even if I'm feeling sleepy, I'll go and sleep in the masjid. Who told you don't go? Go and start maraqba there and just lie down there and rest there if you're feeling sleepy, tired. As long as you've got the health and you've got energy, then what's this energy for? As long as there's energy, determination, my brothers, this is very precious words I'm telling you. Listen to me carefully. As long as you've got a bit of energy, don't leave Allah's home. Forget about the Fard Salah. It's impossible to think and contemplate that you can leave the Fajr Salah, the Fard Salah in the masjid. There will be no answering for this on the judgment. That Allah Ta'ala said that, how can this be? Without a valid Sharia excuse, you are not allowed to leave the Salah in the masjid. How can I think that I don't go to the masjid to pray salah? Fard, congregation, running, breathing heavily, tired, run like a madman. Where to? The house of Allah. Why? Because this is Allah's home. Allah's mercies. Allah's created this for us. Look, you know the telephone? Nowadays we got the phone, isn't it? The phone. Yeah? Now if a call comes out, we run after the phone call. Who's phoning? Who's phoning? Isn't it? And in salah, this is the situation. You'll see in salah, people are looking. Who's phoning me? They're looking at the screen. This is the situation. People have this situation. It shouldn't even ring. If a missed call comes, who's got the missed call? Who's called me? Missed call. If the wife's missed call comes, quickly look what she said. What's the message? What's the problem? Call her back quickly. Isn't this the case? Missed call. How much we attend the missed calls? We attend the missed calls, don't we? So Allah's call, when Allah calls, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Hayya ala salah, hayya ala salah, hayya ala al-falah, hayya ala al-falah. He can call you in the morning, 3 a.m. in the morning, 4 a.m. in the morning, 2 a.m. Are we the ones to answer? No, Allah, I'm not going to pray Fajr. I'm only going to pray when it's 7 a.m, 8 a.m. I'm going to sleep long sleep. Why should I run to the masjid? Miss call has come, khalas. Story's ended. If the call comes, don't make it the miss call. Don't allow Allah's call. How can I dare the human being to reject Allah? Allah's phoning me, and there's receivers in our homes, speakers. We've got the full drama, the azan, we can everything. I can't see that we've put the receiver there for salah. We've made a niyah that when there's a program, we'll sit at home. When the scholar comes, naat, we'll listen at home. And that's why we've got the receivers at home, to listen to the events and gatherings. If I had put the receiver in my home for Allah's azan, then why would I be sleeping at Fajr time? Would I not be in the masjid? What a big, big loss and destruction for that person who doesn't pray salah in the masjid. Who could have made the masjid here in this locality? Who made this masjid here? Who? Tell me. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made the masjid. Allah ta'ala made the masjid here for us so we don't lose out. So when I call them, the believers, when I feel like Allah says that I call the believers, I want to give them mercies, I can bless them, I can distribute. So Allah ta'ala sends a call. Allah ta'ala calls. You know, otherwise why would azan have been manufactured by Allah? What a great, great statement, the adhan. Hayya ala salah, hayya ala al-falah, hayya ala al-falah. What a beautiful, beautiful statement. Allah Ta'ala with love calls out to His believers. And these words of the adhan, if we see to recite the azan, to listen to the adhan, to fulfill the azan, to follow the azan, is a beautiful enjoyment. This is just a small part. So what about the haqiqat of salah, that when we come to the masjid to pray salah? The realities are hidden. Allah has hidden many mercies. Only a few Allah has unraveled to us, where Rasulullah gave us the hadith or the Quranic verses. These are a few of the mercies of Allah. But where we're sitting now, we cannot imagine the infinite mercies and rewards we're getting right now for sitting in His home. Allah's home. But we just make excuses. We're lazy. We run from the masjid. What do we say when we're leaving? When we come out, we say rahmah. When we leave the masjid, what do we say? Allah, your fadl. We need your fadl. Allahumma inni sa'aluka min fadlika wa rahmatik. Allah Ta'ala, if we start to speak about Allah's rahmas and mercies and blessings, we need a few days. We need a few full days to define the word fadl and rahmah. But in one word, Allah said, رَبَّنَا أَتِنَا فِي الدُّنْيَا حَسَنَةً وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ حَسَنَةً وَقِنَا عَذَابَ النَّارِ. Allah has given us the du'a, so we can get all the fazail and the rahmas of Allah. We get the whole. When we come in the masjid, we do the du'a for the masjid. Allahumma aftah li abwaab rahmatik. Allah. And when we leave the masjid, we ask for Allah Ta'ala's barakat and mercies. Well, if I say, I'll repeat again, if I start now, and I start talking, if I start to speak now, I will see to it 4 days, you won't be able to move, and I'll define these two words, fadl and rahmah. What a shortcut Allah has given to us, that when you come into my home, say the dua, oh Allah, open for me the doors of your rahmah. When we leave the masjid, Allah, open the doors for your fadl, your blessings to me. These are the two words, رَبَّنَا أَتِنَا فِي الدُّنْيَا حَسَنَةً وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ حَسَنَةً وَقِنَا عَذَابَ النَّارِ. Allah has given us this concise dua. And on top of that, Allah gives the stamp that you are now free, don't have no worries. You've attained everything. Because you've earned, your earning is my fadl. Now listen here, I'm going to go into a little bit, my mind's gone now to the explanation. That when you leave the masjid, what will be your earning? Will be the fadl of Allah. It cannot be haram, because I'll give you halal. Allah says, because you came to my home, you departed. Allahumma inni saluka min fadlika, that I will differentiate, I will split. I don't like, Allah says, my servant comes to my masjid and I open my doors of mercy. When he came in, he did dua. Then when he left, he did the dua. Allah, give me your fadl, give me your blessings, that then your world and your hereafter, Allah says, I will give you everything that's good. Allah says that this world is mine and the hereafter is mine. When I call you to my home, then I give you all of the factors and elements of the dunya, of my akhirah, when you're in the masjid. And when I tell you to leave the masjid, when you leave the masjid, then I open all of the doors of my fadl for your dunya benefit. Is this not the tafsir of this? Have you heard this tafsir before? No, you will have not heard this tafsir. This commentary is not a little thing going to Allah's house. We think we're going there for the sake of it. One hadith of Tabarani I recited to you. You've come here, you're drowned in Allah's mercies at the moment. And one thing Allah has made apparent from this hadith of Tabarani is that when you come to my home, like for example 5 times salah, or when you come to dhikr, to the dhikr gathering, you've come to praise Allah. That's a separate reward. After salah, what did you do? You did ibadat. You did work of the deen. This is work of the deen, right? Reading Quran, tasbih, dhikr, remembering Allah. So for this reason, as I was saying, that in the masjids, come with love. Don't come here for ticking the box. Don't come to the masjid, tick the box. If some you know there's a majlis, dhikr, we'll sit, we'll hear something. Make time. Don't keep thinking about running home. If the missed call comes to the phone, shut the phone. Switch off the phone. Rather, when you leave home to go to the masjid, it's sad. You should have sadness in the heart. When you leave the masjid, go back home. Will Allah bring me back to His home? Will I be able to go back to the masjid again? This is reality. This is our Baytullah. These are the branches of Baytullah. When a person leaves haram, when you do your final tawaf, the waful wida, what is your feeling, emotion? You're looking at the Kaaba time and time again. You're looking. What's the feeling in your heart? One desire. Allah, please, will you bring me back to your home again? Will I be able to come to Makkah again, to your Kaaba again? Will I have the situation and the health to come to and see your house again? This is the situation where we are now. When a person leaves the masjid in his locality, you should have feeling of regret. Allah, will you bring me back to your masjid? Will I come again tomorrow? Will it be my destiny again? And when I come again, will I be healthy like this? Able and capable? Will people pick me up? Will I be sitting on a chair with a stick? How will I come? You brought me today on my legs. Will I come again tomorrow? Have a broken heart feeling and emotion that Allah, this is your home. Please allow me to come again. Please allow me. On the face of the earth, on the crust of the earth, there's no greater beautiful, haseen, jameel, excellent land than they can compare to the masjid, the house of Allah. Protection, total protection. When you come into the masjid, the mercy starts. What? Now can you backbite? Speak? Lie? Can you give swear words to other people? Can you steal anyone's wealth? Can you commit fraud? Can you be jealous against someone? All of the doors of shaitan Allah closed when you went into the masjid, didn't He? All of them are closed, shackled. No sin does a person commit in the masjid. Ah, he comes, he's bathing in Allah's mercies. All of the sins are being removed and eliminated. And we run from such a place. We cry. You have to give speeches to call people to the masjid. Go on tabligh and explain, propagate this idea. How foolish, stupid people we are. We're so stupid. You know, if there's food made, does someone say to you, this is chicken, this is palau, and force you to eat? We start eating automatically. Does anyone beg to you to eat on the dastarkhwan? With the beautiful dishes, no one begs. So when Allah has opened the dastarkhwan of His rahmah, you have to beg people to come to the masjid. Why? Because we're blind, we're foolish, we don't know what's good for us, what's right and what's left. My brothers, this is such a place, the house of Allah. When you come in, you will get akhirah hereafter. When you leave the masjid, you'll get dunya. May Allah Ta'ala give me and you the understanding. Ameen. Anyway, when we leave the masjid, we will definitely get the hajj sawab when you go. The reward. Alhamdulillah. With the fadl of Allah, you're not going to leave empty handed. After salah, you have to do something, the work of the masjid, and get the reward of hajj. Do maraqaba in the masjid. Very easy dhikr. Pray salah. When you finish salah, close your eyes at least for a few minutes. Now, Allah, 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 Allah. 5-10 minutes. Even 3 minutes, 5 minutes near, inshallah, 20 minutes, automatically they will add up. When do you feel house of Allah, masjid, mercies are raining down, you're sitting in the house of Allah, then you look at your watch, oh no, I've lost out now, I need to do more. You won't even want to stand up to leave Allah's home, and you're remembering Allah. Look at the link here. They're doing the dhikr of Allah, it's the house of Allah, and you are the servant of Allah. Everything is Allah's. Isn't it? Got three things in the house of Allah. Servant of Allah, Allah's home, and the dhikr of Allah. So we're going to do this. Come regularly. Don't be worried how much time, how long left. Sit down, pray salah, do maraqbah, the dhikr you've learned, do dua, and then nicely leave the house of Allah. Then you get the total hajj reward, and you get 5 hajj rewards every day by doing this. Will you do this, brothers? Inshallah. Recite the Durood Sharif.